Hello guys, peace and blessings. I hope you guys are doing great. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys are happy and I hope you guys are going out and getting some sun today. And I'm doing really great on my end here. And I hope you guys are being kind to yourself and others and having love for yourself and others. And going out, feeling the wind on your skin, the sun on your skin, and just, you know, embracing all of that great elements Mother Nature has to offer us, right? So, today's episode, I kind of just wanted to talk about what spirituality means to me. And I know this is kind of a very broad subject or topic to talk about, but like, because I know there's like a lot of different things that spirituality covers or topics, or and spirituality for everybody can mean something different. So this is just what it means to me. And yeah, so I went ahead and just wrote down some notes on just the different little like topics of how spirituality helped me, and what it means to me in my life. So before I go ahead and get started, I wanted to give you guys, you know, 2 seconds to do what you do. Go ahead and like, subscribe, comment, share with everybody that you know. But I'll go ahead and give you guys that 2 seconds to do what you do. All right, welcome back, guys. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate you guys for being so generous and so kind and for supporting me on this healing journey and reparenting myself, okay? All right, so guys, so when I first started my journey, it was back in 2020, but like since my mind was like fairly just reawakening to all of this information, it felt both kind of like new and familiar at the same time. But like, you know, the other part of my mind was still stuck on this 3D reality. So like, that I was in. So I was basically trying to like serve two masters at once. So like, just have a spiritual life as well as, you know, have a life in the 3D world as well. So, of course, you know, that wasn't going too well because, you know, you can't serve two masters at once. It's like, it just wasn't working out for me that well because, you know, a lot of things that it just wasn't working out for me that well. So, my awakening started at the point where like my ego wanted to grow and like be seen. So like I thought I was smarter and bigger than the voice in my head. And like since I always thought like I was, you know, lucky in life, I neglected to be humble and grateful for everything that was happening in my life because every time I was at a low point in my life or something bad would happen in my life, there would just be a comeback, like, out of nowhere. Like, I would lose a job, a new job opportunity would show up out of nowhere. I would be low on funds, like, I would get money, I'd get blessed the next day. Like, you know, I would lose somebody positive would get replaced. Like, I would just be meeting all of these wonderful people in my life. And everything just happened to like come at like the exact moment that I needed it. So like, instead of, you know, being grateful and being humble and thankful for all of that that was happening, my ego just wanted to just be greedy, kind of like, I don't know. It was just not the greatest feeling now that I think about it. But like, it was just like the worst thing because the universe was, my guides were there. The universe was sending me, you know, help. And I was not being grateful for that help, and the universe was sending me teachers after teachers to teach me lessons, but like it just wasn't working out. And like that luck that I had, it ran out faster than I thought, and I wasn't learning my lessons or being aware of like the cycles I kept repeating. So like it was to the point where like my hands were up against the wall, and like I felt like I was just losing everything, like losing my mind, losing just everything about me. And it was the point where like I was literally struggling, and just like I did not want to let go. I just thought like I could turn things around by myself. So it was to the point where like I'll give you this example. So like, you know, when you're like trying to open like a door and to go outside or something, but like there would be a brick wall instead of the outside. So like you open the door, brick wall, you go try to open another wall, brick wall, you open another door, brick wall. So all of these like doors of opportunities or like things were like coming to me as I thought, but like they weren't good opportunities. So like I would just kept running into like a brick wall every single time. So yeah, it was the point where like I just had to basically give up and just say, you know, like literally give up, like just surrender everything and just feel like I have to start over. That's the only choice I have, and like I have to learn and I have to heal and I have to just let go of everything that I thought I knew. So, and it didn't really click to me until like you know, the universe gave me another chance. So like I restarted my spiritual healing journey February of 2022. So before then, like my life was chaotic, was very unstable. So like spirituality saved me from the chaos I was reliving in my life, and it led me back to home, to who I was, and it helped me forgive, it helped me let go, and it helped me live a life of grace and comfort. I learned to see the world in a new pair of lenses, and I also learned that I am the author of my own life, and that life is a journey, an experience, and us as human beings are experiencing it. All of these experiences come with lessons and teachers. When we lead with light and love, beautiful things happen. But when we lead with hate and darkness, destruction happens. Spirituality helped me see that everyone is one and an extension of me. So when I am kind to myself and love myself, I can easily love others and be kind to others. People are a reflection of me. I am the only judge of myself. And when I elevate, I attract highly vibrational individuals. But when I am in low vibration, I attract low vibrational energies. So, spirituality helped me heal my traumas. My whole life, during my whole life growing up, I saw myself as a victim to everything that has ever happened to me. I learned to put myself in all of those situations that I was in and in those people's shoes and try to understand how they were thinking at that moment. I had to forgive them. They didn't know any better. I learned to forgive myself as well. I learned to have compassion again. I learned to love myself and all of those who hurt me. I learned about intergenerational traumas in families, and I couldn't even imagine how it went on for so long before recent generations spoke up about it. The lack of self-love and confidence that I had caused me to attract like-minded individuals. You are who you attract. A lot of the people I met in my life were teachers trying to teach me the same lessons but through different faces. I was just oblivious. I forgive myself and I see myself through the eyes of love. Spirituality helped me glow. I had to surrender everything I knew and everything and learn. And become a child again. I started questioning life again. I was a student in the world. I found more peace and happiness than I had ever had. I had a connection to the divine power. Life became very sacred to me. My energy became very sacred, and my spirit became very sacred. Having a sacred life meant everything to me. I am more aware of life being it is what it is, and we would just adjust, learn, and grow. Emotions are a part of us. They need to be expressed, not felt. Expressed and felt, not suppressed. You and I can love our own selves. We don't need to search for it. I am here for a purpose. My piece of artwork is missing in this great art of earth. Spirituality helped me understand death as well. It's part of life, and death is not the end. Your earthly body stays where you found it, but your spirit is still alive and could be reincarnated or stay as a guide. I no longer fear what I cannot control. I see everyone's behavior as theirs, and it doesn't have to affect me. Everyone makes their choices every single day, and all I have to do is be my authentic self every day. Spirituality helped remind me to stop being hard on myself and enjoy life. Take care of myself. Learn, feel, and don't feel guilty for doing things that make me feel relaxed, happy, and comfortable. God is not one man sitting up in the sky. We are made in the image of God. We are the children of God, for we have God in us. God is me, and everyone is God in disguise. Everyone I meet is a teacher. I have accepted love, peace, and comfort. I am letting go, and I am letting my heart feel again. Experience life and everything that comes along with it. So what spirituality means to me as a whole is too big and divine to put into words. I found my way to what's real from what I feed my mind, body, and spirit. I believed in goodness of myself and in the world. While the world is in a continuous hurry, I learned to sit still and enjoy the present moment because I can't relive it. I learned to be kinder to myself and others. I learned to respect myself and honor my truth. Not everyone's journey and timing is the same. I learned that everyone's perception and understanding is valid. Going back to nature and Mother Earth is the answer. We are part of nature. So many beautiful things have happened thus far and are continuing to happen. I am grateful and continue to be thankful for all of this knowledge, wisdom, and overflow of unconditional love. I used to chase and look for love when I had it all around me and inside of me. It might have not shown up the way I wanted it, but it was still very much love. There was a saying I heard once, I can't remember who said it, but it says, if you ask the universe for happiness and it shows up in your life, but not the way you expected it, maybe you were thinking a house, money, car, a cruise, a hot wife, or a husband, but instead something small like stability, safety, love from those closest to you or your pet makes you happy. Would you settle for that or would you still keep chasing for this happiness? Life is happening for you and not to you. You're not on the right or wrong path. You're on your own path. Embrace and enjoy and celebrate the gift of just being you. So, spirituality helped me unplug from the matrix and embrace that I am a creator and not a slave to the system. Spirituality helped me observe life, my thoughts, my choices, actions, dreams, and it helped me question all in all. I experience life with curiosity and live a more fulfilled life. Of course, there's so much spirituality in us as humans from all angles, but this is something short on my thoughts and what, you know, spirituality means to me. And, you know, I'll definitely do more like episodes on spirituality and all of like the different parts of it and what everything that means to me about spirituality, from meditations to crystals to chakras to eating better to just be out in nature and to, you know, prayers and fasting and just basically everything that helps you to return back to who you are and help you, you know, embrace life a little bit better. So there's this other saying that I heard. I don't remember if I read it somewhere or I saw it on the internet or just, I don't remember. But like, it said that the happiest people think that life is too short, and the saddest people or unhappiest people think that life is too long. So I don't know why that stuck with me, but like it kind of makes sense and it applies to a lot of us as human beings, because when we're really happy, we're laughing, we're in the moment, you know, the ones we love are close to us, we're all laughing together and enjoying, we're maybe dancing, like sharing stories, you know, doing the things that we do that make us happy, you know. So when we're in that moment, we're just like, wow, 5 hours already went by, like I didn't even notice, you know. I know time is an illusion, but like that moment just feels like it flew, like it's crazy. But like when we're unhappy, like maybe we're sad, we're sitting in our room, we're by ourselves, like I'm just depressed thinking about life and just complaining that life is too long, because you're not doing anything to celebrate life. So if you're just, you know, sitting around, we need to figure out why, what's making you so sad to think that, you know, I'm not a therapist or anything, just a disclosure, but just like things that helped me, but like just think about why you're so sad and why you think that life is too long. But yeah, so just like that statement kind of like stuck with me, because I was just like, yeah, it does apply to a lot of us. And another example is like when you're at work at a job that you hate so much, you're constantly going to be looking at the clock to see, you know, if it's time for you to go home yet. So yeah, so that's like something to really think about, and I hope, you know, you guys get the insight of what I'm trying to say. But like, just like being able to enjoy life and not being a slave to the system or like thinking to wait until the weekend to celebrate life when you should be celebrating life every single day, to, you know, think that you have to work at a job you hate just because you have bills to pay. I mean, that's okay if you, you know, bills have to be paid, of course, definitely. But like also do something that, you know, lights up your spirit. So when you're at a job paying, you know, working just to pay the bills, you could have something that lifts up your spirit, like something that makes you laugh, something that makes you happy, something that, you know, makes you feel who you are. So like you could always have a balance. You don't have to like just like surrender one life to always just think that you have to just do one thing for the rest of your life. If you're miserable, why would you want to live your life that way? So figure out what makes you happy. figure out what lights up your spirit, figure out what brings joy to your life. Like if you have to buy yourself a pet, so, you know, you could start there and see, you know, see how to take care of how to take care of yourself, like learn how to take care of a plant, like just something so small that, you know, could get you going again, or like going out into nature, enjoying your time outside, not, you know, inside of four walls. You're already inside of four walls at work. Like, why would you want to do that to yourself at home as well? So, you know, enjoy nature, enjoy life. So I'm probably rambling on, but like, yeah, so, but yeah, that's how I feel, guys. So that's, you know, spirituality has really helped me get in touch with with myself again, and who I am as a human being, and what makes me happy, and what makes me, you know, light up inside, and what brings me joy. And it's also helped me, you know, find the root cause of like some of the things that, you know, piss me off, or things that irritate me, or why I'm impatient with some things, or like it just helped me like figure out who I am as a whole, just trying to like put myself together as a whole. So yeah, but yeah, I'll go ahead and stop there, guys. I hope like everything I spoke about, and like some of the points that I used for what spirituality means to me, kind of, you know, made sense to you guys, and you were able to, you know, pick up some gems and some wisdom from it, you know, to help you guys elevate a little bit, to help you guys heal a little bit. So I am very, very grateful for you guys, for your generosity, for your patience, for your love, for just everything, being here with me, you guys. This really, really means a lot. So thank you guys so, so much. And I hope you guys are being kind to yourself and to others, and loving yourself and others, and just feeling at peace with yourself. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Much love, love and light. See you guys later.